clerical oversight makes It a Wonderful Life a classic. Despite its reputation as one of the most cherished works in American cinema, Frank Capra's 1946 film was a financial disaster. It failed to earn back its $2.3 million budget at the box office, and its losses helped drive its production company, Liberty Films, out of business. Capra later said that Liberty's financial woes proved fatal to my professional career. And yet today, It's a Wonderful Life is a classic. How is it that possible? Carelessness. After Liberty Films went broke, no one involved thought to monitor the movie's copyright, which lapsed in 1974. That meant television stations were free to broadcast it without paying any royalties. And for many years, they took that no-lose deal. It wasn't until 1990, when Supreme Court ruling on the ownership of Rear Window, another Jimmy Stewart movie, that the rights were effectively locked up again. But by then, Americans couldn't face Christmas without George Bailey, Clarence, and the town of Bedford Falls. A note from Mom secures woman's right to vote. The road to women's suffrage in the United States was long and difficult. After the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1919, the measure needed to be ratified by 36 states to become law. By the summer of 1920, the amendment's advocates were one state from victory. Unfortunately, almost all the southern states opposed the amendment, and Tennessee was poised to join them because of a 48-48 tie in its state legislature. A 24-year-old man named Harry Byrne, the youngest representative in the state, was expected to be among those to vote nay. He was even wearing a red rose in his lapel, the symbol of the anti-suffragists. However, on the morning of the Tennessee roll call, Byrne received a letter from his mother, Phoebe, Miss Feb Byrne. She implored him to be a good boy and support the measure. When Byrne's name was called, he voted aye, in a voice that was barely audible and yet shocking. He later declared, "I believe we had a moral and legal right to ratify the amendment." He quickly fessed up to his mother's influence on his vote. "I know that a mother's advice is always safest for her boy to follow," he said, "and my mother wanted me to vote for ratification."